words of our mouths, meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Good morning, church. Good morning. Oh, my goodness, good to be with you today. Mandy, thank you for reading all those hard names at the beginning of that passage. That's why we have somebody else other than me read them. We continue our sermon series for the summer. It's titled Women of Faith. And a woman that we characterize here today is Hannah. And so let's jump right in. Our Bible story tells us that there was a man by the name of Elkanah, and his family, every year, it says, as a matter of fact, year by year, they would go from their town and they would go worship the Lord of hosts in the Shiloh, in the town of Shiloh. So regular worship, just have to say regular worship for the early people in the Bible. It was a common practice for them to do that in their home, also to gather in their small community. Of course, Elkanah and his family didn't live in Shiloh, so they worshiped on a regular basis. But I have to tell you, it was a very important thing that once a year, people would make a pilgrimage out of their own town, and they would make it all the way to this town named Shiloh. And here in Shiloh was a central synagogue, and it had been there for quite some time. And it was the central place of worship up until the time King Solomon built the temple about 150 years later. So this annual trek, it was an expectation. It was something that most people did. It was a special ritual. Well, you might say it was something like maybe a faithful Aggie fan going to an annual trip to see a football game at Kyle Field, right? And so it was just something they did on a regular basis, annually. So while at Shiloh, they offered sacrifices unto the Lord. And one of the other things they got to do was just be in the house of the Lord and make personal prayers. And so thus is Hannah. Hannah is in the Lord's house, and she's going to show us three items of faith here today, maybe to encourage us in our own prayer life. First of all, our first point, and these are written in your bulletin. If you want to take notes in the margins, you're welcome to do that. But the first thing that Hannah shows us is that our prayer life is often born out of pain. Story says that Elkanah actually had two wives, Hannah and Penaniah. And being married to more than one woman at the same time was a common practice back in the Old Testament days. If you remember, we look through the scriptures there, Jacob had two wives, Rachel and Leah. King David had eight in the palace, believe it or not. King Solomon had to outdo his dad. He had 700. Goodness gracious, I don't get it. I can't handle one, all right? And so thinking about two, thinking about eight, thinking about 700, just absolutely crazy. But polygamy in the Bible had to do with several practical items. One, it was a matter of showing blessing and prosperity in your family. You had lots of kids. It was considered that they were all blessings from God. We're going to look at a couple scriptures here in a moment. It was also real important because infant mortality rate wasn't low. Matter of fact, it was quite high. The other big piece was people had farms, people had ranches. And what do they need to help work the farms and ranches? Kids. And so having multiple partners in marriage was a way to increase your family. Some of those scriptures I talked about, Psalm 127 says it this way, Children are a heritage from the Lord. They're an offspring, a reward for Him. They're like arrows in His hands, in the hands of a warrior, are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man who has a quiver full of them. And this one, oh my goodness, from Genesis chapter 1, very beginning of the Bible, very direct. It tells husbands and wives to do what?